Welcome to episode 3 of BBN Reactions. After every football game, after every basketball game, I bring you my rapid reactions, my immediate reactions to Kentucky's performance, and hopefully 10 minutes or less. So let's hop right into it. No time to waste. This is Kentucky's victory over South Carolina, a very convincing, a very dominant victory against South Carolina to wrap up at least conference play, which, you know, we're hoping there's going to be a bowl game coming, okay? So, point number one here, Grant's probably his most creative, most open offensive play calling that I saw all season long, okay? Now, South Carolina is not good. Let's be clear about that. Not only are they not good, but they've also had several players drop out, and they fired their head coach. So, I don't want to say we were beating up on an inferior team, but you could tell that Grant was much more creative or much more confident in this game, and that led to him being more creative and open, right? We saw some reverses. We saw some fake reverses. We saw fake wildcats. We saw some option reads. So we saw Grant be more open, more confident. My guess is the writing is already on the wall. Grant knew if he was coming back or not. And I'm going to go ahead and give my opinion that Grant knew he was not coming back, that Grant was going to be fired. He knew this. And so I think, hey, why the heck not? Let's be open. Let's be creative. Let's you know, show some stuff we've never shown before. It's my last hurrah as the coordinator. Here we go. Point number two, I would really, really, really love to see Josh Ali come back. I know everyone kind of got this free year this year, so I would love to see our top receiver, our best receiver, hands down, you know, the most successful receiver on the season. I would love to see Josh Ali come back. I think he could have a great season. But you put that in the same conversation with, you know, I think it's really exciting that we can have, you know, you could obviously have Joey Gatewood back, and you got Bo Allen coming back, right? So you can throw the ball. But I think what is most impressive about this Kentucky offense for next season is you look at the fact that you can have Chris Rodriguez back, right? And he can potentially, you know, he could take over some Benny Snell records, right? But you also could have Juton McClain, and you can have Michael Drennan, and you can have Kavassier Smoke, and you can have Travis Tisdale. I really think whoever that coordinator is going to be next year is going to have a very strong running back room, but also, you know, that quote-unquote athlete room, right, where you can get Drennan out there and maybe more of a slot receiver. You can get Kavassier Smoke out there, maybe more of a slot receiver kind of spot. But I think that running back room is going to be loaded next year. Okay, another point, defensively, you know, some dudes who really balled out, some dudes who had a great game on the defensive side, Jamin Davis, Yusuf Corker, Jordan Wright, they were all studs. They combined for 24 tackles. Corker had an interception. If you add in Pascal, who could also come back next year, you know, he had two tackles for a loss last night. They can all potentially return, right? And I know we are replacing, you know, some major pieces on the defensive side, but if you got Davis and Corker and Wright and Pascal all to return next year, man, you talk about a strong core. You talk about, again, another really stout Mark Stoops defense. That's a team, that's a core right there that can really, you know, help, you know, elevate this Kentucky program to another maybe 10-win season, 9-win season. Hey, going on next, whoever that coordinator is going to be, even if it's Eddie Grant, but whoever that coordinator is going to be next year, you've got to find a way to make a better use for Keaton Upshaw. Keaton Upshaw is a stud. He's a stud tight end. I know Big Blue Nation loved him, some CJ Conrad, but Keaton Upshaw has a huge, huge potential. He should be playing on Sundays when it's all said and done. He had one catch for 11 yards last night. Keaton Upshaw, I really don't want to see him kind of become the CJ Conrad where you're underutilized, right? And I think, you know, one of the big knocks on Grant was he underutilized a lot of his talent. Keaton Upshaw is a stud. So whoever that coordinator is next year, you've got to find a way to make Keaton Upshaw a more focal part of this offense, right? And I'm talking, you know, 3 to 5, 4 to 6 catches a game. Okay, I mean, he is a huge target. I mean, he's 6'7". He's a huge target. He's a great blocker. You know, I really think that whoever comes in and you know, runs this offense, I think you got to be more creative and you've got to be more aggressive with Keaton Upshaw. And the last point I have here for today's episode, well, two points. One, Isaiah Epps and Alan Daly combined for 5 catches for 40 yards last night. While that 40 yards obviously isn't very, you know, eye-opening and it's not, you know, that great by Kentucky standards where receivers, you know, don't really develop that well in our program. You know, for them to finish with a combined 5 catches, 40 yards, if you can get those two to pick up where you left off next year, and you have maybe a more pass-heavy offense, you have a more confident coordinator, you know, you open it up a little bit, you have Chris Rodriguez maybe in the backfield, I really think, you know, you can look at Epps, you can look at Daly, even potentially Josh Ali coming back, and you can see where, you know, you put those three with Keaton Upshaw, and you have potential to throw the ball. And I know we have more receivers too, but I'm just looking at last night's game. You take Epps, you take Daly, maybe Josh Ali if he comes back. You got Upshaw if he comes back. I mean, you have some real potential in throwing the ball there. Plus, we have you know, a lot of young talent. You know, you had Akeem Hayes, you know, early on in the season. Again, Michael Drennan can kind of be moved all over the field. So I think, you know, depending on that coordinator, depending on that quarterback, you do have pieces to throw the ball around. And the last thing I want to say is just a big thank you to Terry Wilson. I mean, you talk about a dude who made the most of his talent. I mean, he's not the highest touted, you know, quarterback in Kentucky history. He wasn't the greatest recruit or anything like that. But when it's all said and done, he won twice as many games as he lost. Okay, I mean, that's huge. And he's coming back from an ACL injury. Twice as many games won as lost. He is the first to throw, and for Kentucky, he's the first to throw for 3,000 yards while also rushing for 1,000 yards. I mean, that's huge. That's impressive. And again, especially by Kentucky standards, where quarterback play has not traditionally been that great. He won at Florida. He won at Tennessee. He ended both of those streaks at quarterback. I mean, he ended the streak Florida, ended the streak with Tennessee. I mean, that's impressive. They're very, very, I think he's might be the second quarterback ever in Kentucky history to have wins against both Florida and Tennessee. He is the third quarterback in Kentucky history for 20 touchdowns, right? To pass for 20 touchdowns, he rushed for another 10. 30 touchdowns as a quarterback. He's the fourth quarterback to rush for 1,000 yards, and he got that, you know, last night against South Carolina. And he is eighth all-time in total offense. I know that his career probably didn't go the way he wanted it to, you know, aside from the torn ACL. But you talk about a dude who came in, Terry Wilson, came in, he balled, he gave UK probably, you know, some of the biggest victories a lot of us have ever seen, okay? Especially for all of us who really wanted to see that Florida streak end, who really wanted us to see that Tennessee streak end. I mean, Terry Wilson, thank you, thank you, thank you, man, and best of luck to you in the future. As always, this is BBN Reactions, bringing, you know, my immediate reactions to every UK football game, every UK basketball game, as soon as I can once that game's over, in 10 minutes or less, okay? So please, you know, hit me up on Twitter, follow along, subscribe, like, share, all that jazz. Until next game, peace.